All right, let's go to our New York studios and go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning from Birmingham, Alabama, Jackie.
Good morning. Wish I was there, Tom. Now, listen, by now, many of us have seen or heard of Shadia Lane. She's the 25-year-old woman that was punched by an angry male bus driver. Now, that moment has become the uppercut that people cannot stop talking about and spawned a heated debate, Tom. On one side, there are those who actually think she deserved to be hit. And then there are those who believe that a man should never hit a woman, no matter what. Tom, I'm going inside her story with Shadia Lane. Good morning, Shadia.
Hi.
Now, listen, you know, we talked about this yesterday. A lot of folks out there saying that you deserve to be hit. A lot of negative things out there on the internet said about you. How do you respond to all of this? How are you dealing with all that, those negative comments?
Well, actually, it's been a lot of negativity, like, in my life as far as what they're saying about me right now. And it just, it kind of breaks my heart because that's not the type of person that I am. And they haven't really seen the video before things had went on, and I just feel like it was very hurtful and very humiliating, especially for my four-year-old daughter to see something like that on the TV about her mother. So it really
hurt. What happened?
Yeah, tell us what happened.
What happened?
Well, as soon as I got on the bus, he stereotyped me and misjudged me and said, "Oh, you don't have any money." And it was like
the
very
bus driver said that to you?
Yes, he did. And
the minute you got on the bus?
Just when I got on the bus, I told him I had to look for my money. And I said, "Just hold on a minute, I got it." And he said, "Oh, ho, you don't got no money." And I said, "Huh?" You know, as a
and
woman.
And then what happened?
And then it just, like, I told him I had some money, and he was being very disrespectful and was calling me names and stereotyping me and misjudging me before he even knew I had money. I paid him, and he was still driving the bus at this time. So I ended up paying him because I found the money in my pocket, and I paid him. And he still was disrespecting me and calling me names.
And what were you saying back to him?
I was saying things back to him because I felt like I was supposed to stand up for myself. I had
what were you saying?
Finger on the button.
I was saying.
So he called you a hoe. You called him what? Or what did you say to him in response to all of what
he
was saying?
When he called me a hoe, I said, "Are you talking mess?" Because I just couldn't believe what I was hearing from a man that didn't even have a clue who I was, and then misjudged me, and I had money. So
I
was defending myself. I never was drinking that day. I was on my way to work.
Did you hit him at all?
I never hit him. I hit him after he physically attacked me. Yes,
right.
I did hit him after he physically attacked me.
So you're arguing back and forth, like it's a situation that many people have been in where someone says something to you and you say something back.
Exactly.
He was the first one to throw a blow, according to you. Is that true, Shadia?
Yes, he was the first one to throw a blow.
He hit you while driving the bus.
No, he did not hit me while driving the bus.
What about the reports that you spit on him?
I never spit on that man.
So you never
spit on that man.
You didn't kick,
out of anything, I've been in a lot of situations that was, you know, not good, but I've never spit on anyone, and I never spit on that man.
And if you look at the video, he gets up out of his seat and comes to you, and then that's when he just hits you. And he says, if you want to act like a man, he's going to treat you like a man.
Yes, ma'am.
Why did he do that? What provoked him to stop driving the bus and go from arguing with you to come over and hit you?
Honestly, I felt like the conversation that we were having was really, he was really
like
getting more upset. Say that again.
It didn't seem like a conversation. It seemed he was trying to drive the bus. And you were just, why didn't you stop? Why weren't you big enough to stop and go sit down and report him later?
Well, Jay, you know what, though? We've all been in situations where
I was just asking her.
As a woman and a mother and being a victim of domestic violence, and for this man to have no clue of who I am and justify my character before he even knew I had any money,
Did you ever find your money?
Yes, she found the money.
Them. Yeah, she
yes,
did.
Okay.
Okay. Back to the question of what did you say to him that made him stop the bus and hit you?
Well, actually, the man.
What did you say or do to him that made him stop the bus
and say, if you're going to act
like
a man,
I'm going to treat you like a man and hit you? What happened?
Okay. Well, actually, he pushed me first. He pushed me while he was still driving. Elbow. No, the bus was clearly stopped when all this had took place.
Okay.
He pushed me with his elbow, and then he pushed me with his elbow, like a get out of my face push, and I pushed him back, and I stood back. I never spit on that man, and I will honestly say, I never spit on him ever.
Did we get the bus driver?
And he just,
well, what
I
did
don't
you
know
do?
What made him. I don't know what made him get up
snapped.
And attack me. But, yeah, he just snapped. Or I don't know what was the problem, but he just snapped. And clearly I was standing still, not putting my hands on him at all when he stood up. And he physically attacked me.
But
you
were standing. Why at one point didn't you just say, I'm going to report him and go sit down? Why didn't you choose to do that?
Because, like I said before, as a mother and a woman, he misjudged me, and the conversation had already escalated.
Did anyone
out of proportion.
Come to your defense?
Other people on the bus, from watching this video, Shadia, when he hit you, there were people who started screaming, saying, no, no, who seemed, from what I heard, upset that he was hitting you in the way that he was, because he hit you, then he threw you down. What did people come to your aid? What happened after that, after he hit you?
Yes, people did come to me and, you know, try to calm me down and try to get me to relax and were, you know, just trying to keep me calm. And people did come to my attention, and authorities ended up coming. But, you know, that's what happened.
You still ride the bus?
Where is the case now?
No,
Shadia has hired an attorney. And where are we with things? Have you sued? Are you suing the bus company? Are you suing the city? Have you heard from them? Have they issued any kind of an apology?
Well, actually, I saw on the news that RTA was apologizing to me. So that gives me a little bit of remorse, and it makes me feel a little better as far as they even taking the time out to apologize. And me suing anybody, I'm trying to take care of the criminal case before I even go any farther. I haven't even talked to anything about suing or trying to
do anything. You still ride the bus?
Yeah, how are you getting back and forth to work?
Do you still ride the bus? How are you getting back and forth?
I do not ride the bus, and I no longer live in Cleveland, and my aunt gives me a ride to work every day.
I know that's true.
Yeah, the bus driver has been suspended. I don't know if he's been fired.
Is that indefinite?
Last I heard, has he been suspended? Don't know. Pending an investigation.
Okay.
Whatever you do, don't make your aunt mad, okay?
Shadia, thank you for being brave enough to share your story. I know it's difficult.
Good luck to you, and thanks for putting up with that.
God bless her.
Really?
God bless you.
Man, she can take a punch, though.
Yes, she can.
Tom.
She got Jackie, you need to get the bus driver on. It's more to the story, Jackie.
I've never seen anybody take a punch
we
like that.
No man should hit a woman.